are like you guys.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. It's Rodney from Family First. Tracy?
Yes.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm okay.
Glad to hear that. I'm sorry I couldn't reach out back to you yesterday. I imagine what was it for, though? I'll let you go first.
I think it was for Tuesday. We had a problem. They want to do their things that they need to be done, but they don't want their numbers, and I don't want my medical ID stuff put on those forms because that's a privacy issue.
No, and that thing, I mean, when there's if it's for filling the timesheet, the information is just shared with us. Either way, like
they don't want it, and I don't want my information. That's privacy, and I don't want my Medicare information put on that paper. And they don't want their social security numbers put on it. They don't.
And we're talking about the new timesheet, right? The new timesheet form, right?
Yes.
Okay, so just leave it blank. We'll handle that. I mean, those spaces, leave them blank. Send them over like that. We'll take care of the rest.
Please don't put their information in here because they will quit and I will have no one.
No, in this case, I mean, we just reported to the insurance because that's the way we posted over there.
They want like that before.
For HIPAA, we cannot share that either way. Like, I would lose my job if we did it anywhere.
It doesn't matter. Somebody can get into your computer. Somebody can pick the form up and get their last four. And that's not cool.
No,
but
I understand
your concern.
I understand your
concern. Please don't put it on there. They will sign it and put everything in it, but don't put their information, and I don't want my Medicare information on it.
Okay. Though, I mean, we already have your Medicaid, and we have their socials already, so, like, it's just
But they're asking you not to do it. They're asking you not to do it.
Okay, that's something that goes beyond us, but we can try to work. It's mostly regarding last night's shift, right? For Rosa and Theodore, right?
Everything was fine for last night.
Yeah, I see it. I mean, you have had, you guys have had a great clock in for the last weeks. So I will do it as a verbal confirmation. So according to the schedule on Tuesday evening, Rosa finished her shift as usual at 3:45 a.m. by Wednesday morning.
But
right?
What happened was we had a power outage, and her phone was plugged in and my phone was plugged in, and it knocked everything out. That's why you didn't get anything on that day.
You were out for about an hour. Okay, and same happened with the other, right? Like at 3:45 a.m. as well, for the clock in. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to take it as a verbal confirmation. So no need for a timesheet by now, okay? So, like, we can, like, sort this the easiest way. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much of it. We're closing payroll, so I guess, and you know, we already closed it for last week. So this is this current week, so no problem beyond that. So, yeah,
okay.
Anything else you want to address with me right now?
No, that's it.
All right, man. I appreciate your time. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.